Hello, it's me again. I just realized that, I realized this a day or two ago. I erased episode one of the podcast by mistake. I was trying to edit episode two, and I didn't realize that if you delete the segments of on the app that I use, it also deletes the episode. So that's what I did. So I apologize for that if you heard it and you can't find it anymore. I will make another one related to the same subject, which was identity, but that'll probably be later on. Right now, there's only one episode, which is Shih Tzu Rastafari, where I talk about Benny a little bit. If you haven't heard it, go hear it. It's episode number one. This will be episode number two, in which I talk about, it just occurred to me, you know, the memories. Memories that we keep in our brains, in our minds, about our life, you know, and what it has been, how it has been for us since, or as far as we can remember, you know. I think one of my earliest memories, or fond memories, because we all have probably good and bad memories, one of the good ones that I can remember is, I have a bunch, but I'm trying to like choose one that may be good to tell here. I remember this one. This is a funny one. In the first episode that got it erased, I mentioned that I'm from Mexico City originally. And when I was in Mexico, I was probably like between the age of 13 and 15, you know. I used to like be on my own like a lot. I would spend a lot of time on my own, and I used to just go outside to play or find something to do outside. And I remember this in Mexico City, where I used to live. There's a lot of hills, like you know, Mexico City is a valley, and well, it's within the valley, because the valley like has other regions too, not just Mexico City. And one of where I used to live, it's called Acueducto de Guadalupe. The English translation would be Aqueduct of Guadalupe. which it's funny, it turns out that Guadalupe is actually the name of a virgin in Spain, and it's weird that they put that name on the virgin in, for the Catholic religion here. That's not so much Catholic, to be honest with you. I think for Mexicans, the Virgin, or La Virgen de Guadalupe, is more of a representation of Tonantzin. Tonantzin being the mother of Earth. And that was a deity that the Mexicans used to have before the Spanish came. And it was very like deep. It runs deep. in the culture. But anyway, I got distracted as usual with my thoughts. And so that's where I used to live, in this place called Aqueducto de Guadalupe, and it was surrounded by hills. And there was this one hill that I guess at some point it got torn apart by construction companies. And it's really odd because they left like a third of that hill was still standing. And like the other like two thirds, they became like a construction area where they would like, I think they were like trying to get stones or sand for construction in general. But the third part that they left, it was like a stairway. So they built like stairs to go up to the on this third of a hill that they left. And I'm sure it had a name, but I don't remember what the name is. And so it was like a third of a hill that you could like actually go up. And when you got to the top, it's funny that I was talking about the Virgin of Guadalupe, because there was a shrine all the way at. I remember being there was a shrine with the Virgin de Guadalupe, and there was flowers around her. You know, like people leave flowers for her and stuff like that. But that's not the reason why I went up, because I'm not even religious, but. The reason I like going there, like climb the hill through with the stairs, you know, there was a stairway going up. So I would walk all the way from my house, which I don't know, like today I probably like, I think it was like a mile or two away from my house. So I would walk along the train rails, because there's also a... well, I don't know today because I haven't been there in a while, but there used to be a rail system for trains, cargo trains. And so I would just follow the trail south, or what it was south to me, and I would go to the hill, you know. I would go up the hill via the stairs, and I liked going there because it wasn't like super high. But I would say it was at least like three floors, maybe four or five. I mean, I was a kid, teenager. So I don't really like have like the same, I guess, idea of size change, you know, changes as you grow. But back then it seemed big to me. So I would love to go there, climb that hill, and just stare at the city where I lived. You know, I really enjoyed going all the way up there, and just like contemplate. It was like so cool to me. Again, I was probably like 12. So for some reason, part of the story I was trying to tell, I didn't record. Maybe because I pressed the button by mistake or something. But it was left off where I got to the top of the hill, and I would just love to stare, you know, like contemplate and look at the city. I don't know, for some reason, I've always liked to like contemplate things. Observe. It for some reason it makes me feel at peace. It's weird. I don't know if anyone that listens to this podcast has the same experience. The other part that was missing from that segment that I was trying to record is that I I went to school nearby my house where the hill was, and so I had some projects sometimes, and I would bring my friends from school. And so this one time, my two friends came to my house, and I don't know why I decided to take them to that hill, to that third of a hill. But I told them, and so we went walking, you know, following the rail I was mentioning before. And we got there, and they liked it. And so I thought that was it, right? Like, it was just a memory from childhood. But some years later, after I had moved here, you know, to Chicago or the Chicago area, I still messaged with one of those friends from childhood. And one time he mentioned to me, like, hey, Oscar, you know, what's one of my fondest memories I have? It's when you took us up to that hill and we were just like contemplate. And I thought it was funny because, well, oftentimes I guess you don't know to what degree you influence other people, and what actions that you take can change their perspective, or maybe that's too ambitious, but just like they keep memories of you or things that you did together at some point. And I thought that was a very like nice memory, you know, of him and us as friends, you know, going to that hill when we were kids and just contemplate the city, you know. I thought it was a very cool thing to remember. And so that's my memory. So I was thinking that I was eating some chips. That's why I'm like clearing my throat. But that actually made me think about this idea. That do you ever crave food? Well, I know everyone has cravings, but let me be more precise. I crave corn, like corn specifically. If it's not corn itself, like a product made out of corn. Let me put on one example. Like, I love all types of food, you know, like I eat pretty much everything. Except meat, because I'm vegan. And that's something I also said on episode 1, but it got erased. But in case you don't know, well, I'm vegan, so I don't eat any animal products whatsoever. And there will be an episode on this podcast about veganism and my view on it. But, well, I don't eat meat or anything that comes from an animal, right? And so... But there is one craving that I get all the time, and it happens like after I haven't eaten corn in a while. Like, let's say 1 week, you know, I make veggie soup, and I eat veggie soup pretty much every day. You know, I may add like a toast with butter, or vegan butter, by the way, and the bread I make myself, because I make bread too. But then again, that I could eat noodles, you know, like I also like noodles, like Asian style noodles, like ramen and like pad thai and those kind of noodles. Tofu, in many ways, versions. But there comes to a point where I'm like, I need corn. Yeah, like in my mind, that's what I hear. Fine corn chips, or something that's made out of corn. And so I've caught myself like buying Takis, which is like a spicy Mexican chip. made out of corn that has chile on it. But I also eat like tortilla chips, you know, like my favorite brand is El Milagro. I know they don't pay me for me saying this, but I think their products are one of the best. El Milagro. They were founded here in Chicago. So yeah, support local. And then the other day I went to Trader Joe's, right? I was buying some fruit because I didn't have any fruit at home. I like to eat a lot of fruit. Ever since I was a kid, not just because I'm vegan. Since I was a kid, I would just like love to eat guayabas or guava, like they call it here. Oranges, you know, all types of fruit. Mangoes. I was in love with mangoes before. But I forgot why. see what I'm talking about? Like I say something and then I lose my train of thought, and then I forgot what I was saying. You know, it happens to me a lot. Maybe I'm getting Alzheimer's or something. Corn. So yeah, I was talking about corn and the cravings I get, you know. And so yeah, I was at Trader Joe's this one day, and then I see this really good, it's called a giant Inca corn, I think it's called. It's this big ass kernels of corn that you get at Trader Joe's. It comes in a package and it's been like, I think it's fried or toasted or something like that with oil. And then they add salt to it, like just salt, nothing else. Salt, corn, and oil. Man, but I bought a bag of those. I ate the whole thing in like an hour or so. And it's just like, that's so satisfying to me. Like when I munch on the corn, I feel it, and then I taste the corn. And it does something to me. Like I would say it's a need. I know it sounds crazy, but yeah, it's a need for me to eat corn at some point. And it just made me think why, you know, why I'm Mexican, as I have stated. But I think Mexicans have a special relationship with corn, to some degree. I don't know how many of the listeners have done some research about corn, but it is, what I've read about corn is that it was first produced, or no, it was first domesticated in Mexico, in the Valley of Mexico, to be precise. Well, it turns out I'm from the Valley of Mexico. And one of the corn is a grass, like the grass we cut when it grows too much on the lawn. But it was modified through agriculture and cultivation to a degree. I think the first like edible corn that they Mexicans had, it was called teosintle. And I don't remember what teosintle means in Nahuatl, the language of the Mexica, of the Nahuas. But I do know that teo, it's a prefix for words. And it's words that we even use today, you know, like theology. So Theo or Theo, it has to do with God, or anything that has to do with a God. And so Teosintle means it was given by the gods. I don't remember what Sintle means, but I will look that up at some point and maybe mention it. But you can look it up, you know, Teosintle. And so that was one of the first like corns that the Mexicans cultivated. And I've seen it, and it's very tiny. Like I don't know if any of you have had those little corns that they give you in like Chinese food. They give you some really tiny corns. So that's what teosintle looks like. It's a very, very tiny corn. And then eventually, you know, it got transformed into other types of corn, different colors, purple, blue, red. And so, yeah, I think we Mexicans have a special bond. Like, I just thought of this movie that I saw that I really like. It's called Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. And there's this scene that I think Kumar is taking a lick, his peeing, and they pull over, or I think they were walking in the woods. If you haven't seen the movie, you have to watch it to know what I'm talking about. So Kumar is like peeing in some like bushes in the middle of nowhere, and then this guy comes out of nowhere and starts peeing next to him. And Kumar like looks at him like weird, like, why are you peeing next to me? And then the guy says like, oh, wow, I can't pee next to you? Like, do you have like a special bond with this bush? With this bush or something? And then Kumar says like, no, I don't have a special bond, but I mean, look where we are. It's like there's plenty of bushes around. And the guy is like, well, I didn't know you owned this bush. Like, you own the bush? And so, I don't know, it's just a funny scene. But yeah, that, just like Kumar has a bond with the bush, Mexicans have a special bond with corn. So, yeah.
Guakiawi tlayul miltin techne magtia yektilistli unkastuchan tutlaskalsin tiahawise tunemigia tlayul sintli techmuneki Qualimute tequitis Tlan muy celil Tikel caguas Cuculmiquis Muy celil Tlayul sintli techmuneki kualimute tekitis Tlan muixelil tikel caguas kupulmikis muixelil. Eli nochi, nochi eli teo. Yese in nochi, amon katki. I pampai non katki, aklamik, nochi se se loli. I se se lolwa nochi. Nochi pa teot semanawak in mochichihuaca. Teot, ome teot, ome teot, teot. Ome siwat, ome tecut. Y no me yo teot san yo kiton an sin to tatsi in tlasoctil kim setia kim sem yolo chuki intle huehueteo huehueteo tlet intlo kenaguake Chichtik ichan nochi nahuac se centra mantli yulki itletlo inahuac itlacual inokiknemi monestia yume yotrimoyu Okmo tlakatilla Yulkatzani kaukse Siwat ikaukichtli Intrimo yowan Mosetia Iwik painokse yankwik yolkat Kemanian siwatsi Kintin yukiskutsi Sesen inemilis neme kajotia Intlamantli nochi nochtin in julkime Sesen kipia sanikawi Iyu katilis wani yeya inaka iya itlapal nesi nemi miki nemo kwepa iwikpa inno kachi